too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, September 7th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do today. Some guests, Josh Williams joins us, 7:25, as he always does. Looking forward to hearing his thoughts about the Vegas trends that are out there. At 7:45, Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show, as usual. Always look forward to that. Can't wait to hear about the 201st edition. That's going to be coming to you from College Station, Texas tomorrow. Also at 8:05 this morning, our Jinx Inc. Realty hunting and fishing report. Looking forward to hearing from those, getting you ready for a little outdoor weekend. And their cooking challenge, we'll tell you more about how you can feed yourself next Friday. A lot to get into today. Obviously, we're going to continue to preview Clemson here at Texas A&M as I am in the Woodlands, Texas. It is a suburb of Houston, Texas. I can proud to say that I was worried yesterday about our flights, worried yesterday about getting down here and the traffic in Atlanta. All worked out great, man. Everything worked. It was awesome. So we're here. Great flights, great hotel, and everything's great. We will be here until Sunday and make our way back, hopefully, with a Tiger victory in hand. We can preview South Carolina and Georgia. A little more about that and uniform reports and injury reports and weather reports. Just really getting you ready for what's going to happen tomorrow in college football. No college football from last night. Usually on Fridays, we're at Chick-fil-A. We did that yesterday. Usually on Fridays, we're reviewing a college game. That didn't happen because we've got the NFL started last night, and Philadelphia came back late. And Nick Foles, who didn't look good through most of the game, looked good in leading the Eagles to a drive in the last 3 minutes of the game. They beat Atlanta 18-12. Last night, and the defending NFL champions at home in what was a kind of a sloppy game and turnovers and low scoring and defensive game. Philadelphia wins that one 18-12. Speaking of Atlanta, Braves win last night. The Phillies off, the Red Sox were off, the Yankees were off last night as Major League Baseball winding down. Perhaps the biggest story in all of sports yesterday, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, 62. At the BMW Championships, and those guys have a first-round lead at the third leg of the PGA Tour playoffs, and I'm sure Zach Orr was on a little 59 watch yesterday for some point in time. We'll talk a lot today about the PGA Tour and give you where they are. Clemson Golf starts today. We'll give you their starting lineup as they take their very first event of the year. And the ACC Basketball Tournament has a couple of venues coming up in 2021 and 22. We'll tell you where they are going. You know we love Fridays because we get your biggie games of the week with the TV stuff and tell you about the lines that are out there and the late movement lines. So just a lot to do on a Friday. Always looking forward to hearing from you. And let's go do this now. Let's get to the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 20 from the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Howdy. How are you?
I'm sorry. Howdy. I'm doing great, man. Texas is nice. People are nice. Let me tell you one thing that's not nice.
What's that?
Central time.
Mm. Yeah, what's the clock looking like by you right now?
It's a little bit after 5.
Gotta love
so
that.
So when you set your alarm for 4 something,
yeah,
that's not good. I will tell you, I slept a little later today, obviously. But, yeah, man, a little hour ahead, spring ahead out here. Of course, my body's still on Eastern time, obviously, but that's a little bit different. But I tell you this, man, these are very, very nice people here. This is, again, we're just in the woodlands outside of Houston, but Texans are nice people. It's just a different little country out here, but it's nice, no doubt about it. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Got to Atlanta with no problem yesterday. There was nothing to worry about.
Well, Meredith got off work early. She surprised me.
Oh, good.
And she got off work early. That was nice. So we were able to leave. And you know me, man, I get stressed out about stuff like that. So it all went good, man. Everything went fantastic.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a good time, no doubt. What did I miss yesterday? What'd you do?
What I did yesterday?
Well, you watched Mayans.
I did. I watched Mayans. You could have warned me, man.
You told the guy's arm off.
And they showed it. I was stunned. I also watched it on, like, I watched it, so I have a Roku in the house, which is similar to Apple TV, which you have, I believe.
Yeah.
And I watched it on the FX app in there. And I was surprised because there was a lot of adult language that was not bleeped out. It was just used.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know was allowed on TV, and I don't think it is. So I don't know if I got a different version, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I just was not ready for the guy getting his arm chopped off.
Well, I told, speaking of Mayans, the great new series on FX. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it a lot. I
think it was good. It was good. Yeah, no doubt. It was good. Speaking of Mayans, I told Meredith.
I was really happy that the Suns showed up in the first episode, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I told Meredith that we turned the TV on here and said, well, here's a big difference here. You know how back home on your DirecTV, whatever, you got to get in like the channel 400s to get any kind of Latin television?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Starts you off right off the bat down here. every other station.
I told you.
I mean, it's like every other station.
I told you.
And they hit you right off the bat with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll brush up on my Spanish and get ready for all that. All right, so you watched that, and in the meantime, you had one eye on the 59 watch.
Listen, I watched that, and then things started heating up with Tiger, and luckily it just it happened to work out where I had like 2 minutes left in the show, so I finished up Mayans, and I ran over to the ESPN app. Did the free trial for ESPN Plus, so I'd have PGA Tour Live, and we watched Tiger Woods yesterday, and we watched Tiger Woods legitimately flirt with a 59 watch yesterday, and that was a lot of fun.
I was on the plane through some of it, mm-hmm. or actually in the car going down through some of it, but I kept getting lipped out a couple times. It could have been better.
Oh yeah, no,
62 could have been better.
We're gonna run through his round. Okay. We're gonna run through Rory's round in the next segment here.
All right,
but yeah, we did that and. I cooked some dinner last night, and then we waited for, 55 minutes or so as the Eagles and Falcons were in a lightning weather delay and finally got underway late last night. So I'm a little tired this morning, if I'm going to be honest, because I stayed up to watch the whole game. But we're here. We're more excited about it. A little Friday.
Okay. I didn't know because I was in the air at the time. I didn't know that there was a delay.
Oh, yeah. There was a cell that moved through Philly last night right over the stadium. Because I tuned in and they were downstairs like in a tunnel like talking. And I was like, this can't be good. And all of a sudden the skies opened up behind them and they were in about a 55-minute delay last night.
See, I told you, man. I told you what comes out of this thing is that we need to be playing spring football. That these hurricanes, these lightning storms, this didn't used to happen years ago, and I'm not saying there's any kind of climate change. I don't want to indicate that, but man, it's like because we're playing football so much earlier than we used to play it, that this kind of stuff just didn't happen a whole lot of places. Oh, by the way, weather report for here this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be 90 today with an 80% chance of some thunderstorms. You know, welcome to Texas, get it. Tomorrow during the day, high of 89. Afternoon thunderstorms, about a 40% chance of that. But tomorrow night, 80% chance. And so, as I look at the hourly, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, there's really only about a 15% chance of rain. The rain looks like it's going to be a little bit after midnight or close to midnight.
What about at 6 o'clock when it starts out there?
Yeah, six, that's right. 6 o'clock here, 25%. For game times, 85 degrees, 25%, 15%, 15%, 25%. I don't know where they get 80% out here because it never gets above. It never gets above 40% though at any point in time of the day. I guess they can think it's coming at some point in time. But anyway, so interesting, man. Interesting stuff as far as the weather starting to clear out a little bit. It looks like starting to clear out a little bit. The chances of rain less there. It's going to be a scorcher in Columbia tomorrow. Let me get that one while we're on this one. What kind of weather do we have there in Clemson today?
It is low to mid 70s right now. You can cut. It's not too humid, actually. It's not as humid as yesterday, but it's typical South Carolina weather in September.
And in the studio, I'm sure it's about 12.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a little chilly, to be completely frank with you. You know, I came out from the bed not too long ago. I was warm. I was toasty. And now I have a bit of a chill, but we'll be fine.
Columbia, South Carolina today when Georgia arrives in town, 95 degrees. Tomorrow, 93 degrees. Let me give you a little hour by hour tomorrow. At kickoff, it's going to be 93 degrees in Columbia tomorrow. Can you imagine the heat? I got to tell a story. First, I'm going to tell about Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. The bed here, we're in a nice hotel, and it's a nice part of town. Nice is a nice area. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to complain. And the bed's very good here. But it's not Engineer Sleep. I can just go ahead and tell you. It's just not Engineer Sleep. Engineersleep.com. Get that custom design, custom made just for you. Take care of that for you. It's our great friends at Engineer Sleep. And imagine in the back of somebody's head right now, you're going, man, I just can't afford a custom-made mattress. Mattresses are expensive. No, they're not. Not when you cut out the middleman. Not when you eliminate about half the price because the middleman's not marking up and feeding his family off of it. They sell it right out of their warehouse. So there is no middleman. You can't go to retail stores and buy this. Their retail store is their warehouse. And that's an advantage of it. We got the text yesterday from someone saying that Wednesday was their first night on theirs. Best night's sleep they ever had. I told you mine's the same way over and over again. Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. All right, here's my weather story from Columbia. Mm-hmm. Two things. One is when I worked in Hilton Head down in the early 90s out of college, and we had little name tags. You know, we wore. I worked at Palmetto Dunes and worked at Harbortown, you know, a bunch of tourists come through there, and you know, have your name and your hometown on it because, you know, a little conversation starter or whatever. Because you know, you're a resort. Not everybody's from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Not everybody can like John Hyde and be born to aristocratic money in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. So anyway. Mine said Irmo, South Carolina, and occasionally someone, you know, from another part of the country, whatever, would say, "Son, where's Irmo here in the state?" Well, it's a suburb of Columbia, and I got this often. Oh my gosh, Columbia, South Carolina. I spent that time at Fort Jackson there. I trained at Fort Jackson before I went to World War II, before I went to Vietnam, before I went to Korea. What, you know, I was stationed at Fort Jackson in the Army, and how hot it was. And the other comment I would get is, only place I've ever been hotter was Houston, Texas. Ew. You know, on the coast here a little bit, not really on the coast, so you don't get that coastal breeze, but you get all the humidity here off the Gulf, and it's a different kind of oppressive heat here. But in comparing those two, and obviously Columbia will be hotter than College Station tomorrow, but I go back to my one of my all-time favorites, Larry Munson, who was the voice of the Georgia Bulldog for all those years. And it was a game in the, I think, the mid-90s maybe, and Georgia was playing in Columbia, and it was one of those sweltering hot games. And you've heard Larry Munson, right? Right, Zach? You've heard the how descriptive the play-by-play voice, former play-by-play voice of the Georgia Bulldogs.
We have multiple hotkeys with Larry Munson up here.
Oh, I love it. By the way, for Georgia and South Carolina, we might play some of those today. But Munson, in describing it, first in the uniform in the uniform report, he'd say South Carolina and Garnet uniforms instead of Garnet. He goes, Garnet. They call it Garnet, but all in the world it is maroon. That's all in the world it is. It's just a maroon. And the other thing is, the sideline in the pregame, whatever the sideline report, Lawrence Smith, you know, hits back up there and says, "Larry, I can't tell you just how hot it is here in Columbia. These sidelines, it's sweltering heat here." And Larry says, "You don't have to tell me." In the radio booth, this is before they were on the upper deck; they were in the middle deck here. He said, "In the radio booth, right below me, there is a bald man in front of me, and sweat is pouring off his head right now. I mean pouring off his head. So there'll be a lot of sweat pouring off of heads in Columbia, South Carolina tomorrow. Hey, buddy, what's on tap for segment two?
I would give you a guess, but I think you already know. No, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and everything that happened yesterday at the BMW.
Can't wait. Can't wait to... Oh, no, I can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll call it Get Your Head Out of the Sand segment two today. For a lot of those ostriches out there that continue to do that. Yeah, we'll do that today for sure. Before we take our first break, I want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialists again. These are people that changed our home. These are people that changed the value of our home. These are great people. These are our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Tim Worley comes in, he measures. Once you sign up for it, and you will, you pick your color out, he'll give you an estimate, and they'll give you a date, and to be honest with you, it's one of the few negatives. It just takes a little bit of time. They're so backed up right now, but it'll take a couple of weeks for you. They'll set the time for you, and then Daniel Parham or Manuel Parham and one of their crews will come out to your home. They'll move everything out of your garage. This high-performance epoxy base will be put down in your garage floor, and then they'll move everything back in your garage either 1 or 2 days later, either that day or the next day, depending on which system you end up getting. And then you're going to love it. And you're going to spend time in your garage, and it's going to be safer and cleaner. You know, one of the things we'll talk about is concrete dust. You know, when you sweep those brooms out and you got a concrete floor, you sweep it up and the concrete dust comes off of it, that's not good for you. I don't have that. I've got my great Carolina Flooring Specialist floor. Call Tim today, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. I can't wait. Segment two with Mr. Orr 24 right after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Falk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Reed's Jewelers wants to help you out, reeds.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. It is our friends at Reed. They have everything you can want, everything you can want. The biggest in selection, the best in prices, the best when it comes to customer service, the best when it comes to jewelry repair. Wally Odom and his team, they set records every year. They win awards every year. This is a great time to go by and see them. Let them wow you. You know, it's a... Sometimes I think about jewelry stores and like, oh, we got to go buy this huge purchase. And you get this. Well, sometimes you don't think about the smaller things you can buy. Sometimes you don't think about what, you know, it's a little something from him out there. You know, you got the wives and ladies out there, these nice luxury watches. It's a lot of fun, too. It's our great friends at Reed's Jewelers. It's reeds.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of all. Go by and see our great friends at Reed's Jewelers. The host of segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, a little thing happened in the sports world yesterday. We had a daytime Tiger takeover, right? Twitter just completely gets taken over by Tiger Woods when he does well in golf tournaments these days. We had a daytime version of that, and it was a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to be a part of and follow. Of course, we're referring to Tiger Woods at the BMW Championship right outside of Philly in Newton Square, PA, the 7,100-yard golf course, par 70. Tiger goes out and shoots a 62 in the first round with a 29 on his first nine holes. He played the back nine first. He is tied for first, actually, after the first round with Rory McIlroy, your boy, Rory McIlroy, the Northern Irishman, who also shot a 62. Funny enough, the rest of the field is killing it because a 62 these days only gets you a one-shot lead over old Xander and a two-shot lead over Billy Horschel, Peter Ulin, Justin Thomas, and Alexander Noren. Now, I don't know how much of the broadcast you got a chance to watch yesterday. I know you had to drive down to the airport and get settled and get in there, get your bags checked, and all that kind of stuff. But it was vintage Tiger yesterday. Vintage Tiger. And the announcers knew it, and they're throwing the vintage Tiger term around. They're throwing perfection around. He brought the Scotty Cameron back. There was some excitement about that before he started because he... I guess he didn't really tell anybody, and it just kind of appeared on the putting green before the round, and it was fun to watch. He was dialed in. He's hitting the ball, and he's immediately walking those balls in. It was a lot of fun to be a part of yesterday.
I mean, here's the thing, buddy. We still probably have... You think there's two listeners out there, maybe three listeners, mm-hmm. that still aren't buying into this? You think there's anybody, or have we already convinced everybody? Because I can try to convince one or two for still out there.
Yeah, you know, you just be safe. You ought to.
Remember, folks, we are one calendar year removed from him being cleared to start. start pitching and chipping balls.
Just pitching and chipping. That's it.
Right. Right. We hadn't got word yet. At this point in time, a calendar year ago, we didn't know if the guy was going to be able to play golf or not. And now, this week, he makes the United States Ryder Cup team. That's amazing to me. Let me give you some numbers besides the 62 yesterday. He has played in 14 events. He's finished second twice. He's won $3.5 million. He's 25th on the FedEx Cup points list. He, like I said, he made the Ryder Cup team. His driving distance is over 300 yards a drive, 303. He's in the top 30. He's 32nd in driving percentage at this point. The speed of it is back. We're talking about a guy that yesterday that made 7 birdies and an eagle. Made a bogey yesterday.
It's a 62 with a bogey. 62.
Yeah, 62 with a bogey through all of that. Coming off of his last two majors, second at the PGA and tied for sixth at the British Open. Nobody thought any of this was going to happen. This doesn't happen this way. It's taken him some time, but Zach, he's back. And I don't know if he's going to win or not, but can you have two top six finishes in majors? Can you make the Ryder Cup team? Can you be in the top 25 in the FedEx Cup points and considered, like, not a factor? He's a factor again. No one was out there. And look, you're going to have these people who are going to go, well, you know, he hadn't won a major yet. He hadn't won a tournament yet. No. It's tougher. Like, yesterday was a great example, all right?
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, like you said, when you shoot 62, you got a little lead. But in the old days, you didn't have Rory McIlroy. In the old days, you know, a 62 would be pretty safe for the first round. Doesn't mean you're going to win it, but you know, have a little room to play with here. These guys are so good, and there's so many of these guys out there right now that it's just amazing what he's been able to do. He would have won at the Valspar had it not been for Patrick Reed's unbelievable performance. He would have won the PGA had it not been for Brooks Koepka's unbelievable performance. You know, he might have won the British Open, you know, had it not been for a couple of guys there too. The guy's playing great. The guy shoots 62 yesterday. How in the world can anybody that's just not totally biased? Now, again, I sat around and watched Democrats and Republicans yesterday do it, too. It's just like two different worlds. You can admit, oh, you're just biased if you can't see what's going on right now. We've had a bunch of detractors, right?
Oh, the haters, of which there are many.
What could you say after a 62? And it's hitting the 62 at the Honda Classic. This is 62 in the FedEx playoffs, fighting for your life to try to make it to Atlanta, mm-hmm. to get in the top 30. This is 62 2 days after being named to the Ryder Cup team and trying to show your people you have some confidence in you. What can you say after that? And what can you say after the 66-64 finish at the PGA Championship? You could try to come up with, but you need to admit that you just don't like him. And again, there's no way at this point that anybody can call in and go, well, he's not back. He's not back.
Ew.
No, he's back.
It was fun yesterday because he's had his irons dialed in for a couple of weeks now. I think we can agree with that. The putting has been suspect, and that driver has been left and right, and it's been all over the place. The driver was a weapon yesterday, Mickey. It was an absolute weapon off the tee. It was stripe it, don't even look at it because he knows it's going to be good, twirl it, pick up the tee, and start walking. That's what he was doing yesterday. And, I mean, it was unbelievable to watch. Unbelievable.
Well, speaking of which, and speaking of how you shoot 62, you ought to have a lead, but you got Rory McIlroy now.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of drivers, I'm on the PGA Tour's Twitter feed right now. This is every drive that Rory hit yesterday. You ready?
Yeah.
314, 317, 317, 318, 318, 319, 321, 325, 330, 332, 336, 337, 338, 341, and 350.
Good Lord.
But see, that's who Tiger has to beat now. That's who Tiger didn't have to beat when he first came out on tour. And so when it's Koepka or it's and I told this is why Spieth. Well, by the way, how's Jordan Spieth right now? How's he doing?
Oh, let me find him buried on the leaderboard. Hold on.
And Spieth's a good player. Spieth's going to do great things, but this idea that Spieth is going to win multiple majors, 10 majors and 12 majors, and Spieth's going to be, no.
He is 3 under. Right. Tied for 20th, shot 67 yesterday.
Yeah. Look, bottom line is...
three of his last five holes, or last four holes to get there.
Yeah. Look, man, it's different. It's different. And you can, you know, stick your head in the sand all you want to. But Tiger Woods is, and if you don't think he's back, now what does he have to do? Was he going to win 10 majors now? Does he have to break Jack's record now? Whatever. The guy's 42 years old, 40, whatever, 43 years old. It's going to be a little bit different now. But there's no way anybody can.
He needs to win a tournament. He needs to do something for them to completely feel comfortable with it.
Can't you see that coming?
Oh, no, I'm with you. I think it could be this weekend. He just needs Rory to not putt and hit the ball like he did yesterday, because Rory had a fantastic day yesterday. It's disappointing as a Tiger fan, and I'm sure probably disappointing for him, that shooting a 62 doesn't give you an outright lead anymore. But it was still fun to watch nonetheless.
Let me give you this one too on the PGA Tour yesterday.
Yeah.
And Tony Finau, who a lot of people expect to be named as the final Ryder Cup member on Monday, he shot 2 under par and he's tied for 30th. Remember I kept telling you about this Xander Schauffele? Mm-hmm. A guy that this weekend is one of the biggest tournaments of his life. A guy that he's trying to make the Ryder Cup team. I think it's down to those two for that final spot. Maybe Kyle Stanley in there too. Maybe a couple other guys, Zach Johnson, maybe a couple of those guys in there. Xander Schauffele yesterday shoot 63, 7 under par, and that's a lot of pressure coming into this. I'm telling you, man, the guy's a pressure player. I don't like him that much. I mean, I'm not a big fan, but boy, that guy can flat out play. No doubt about that. Before we take a break, can I get my Palmetto Golf Report since we're talking golf in this segment?
I mean, you ought to. It should happen now.
Yeah, it should. Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. I just wanted to mention the folks that didn't get to hear it in the second hour yesterday. Doug Weaver, the very talented director of teaching at Palmetto Dunes, was just named the number 2 teacher in South Carolina. So if you're looking for great golf lessons instruction, if you're looking for that half-day school stuff and to play and or the teach and then go play and playing lessons and all this kind of stuff, I've known Doug for years and had him on the show a couple of years ago. Really good guy, man. A guy who's a great player, by the way. One of the best players to ever come out of the state. Made a hole-in-one in the U.S. Open. We talked about that yesterday. It's pretty cool during his days. Former tour player Doug Weaver. But what we can tell you is that the instruction at Palmetto Dunes is great. So if you want to improve your golf game, think about going down in a pretty cool environment and seeing it. It is our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, and palmettodunes.com. Get in touch with that. Great, those great people there. I told you we have 3 people on the PGA Tour that is in the this week, and all of them are trying to get into next week's Tour Championship. Kyle Stanley shot 3 under yesterday. He's 20th right now. He started out 16th, projected right now 21st. He would still make it. Dustin Johnson, who started out 2nd yesterday, he's even par. He's tied for 49th. In the FedEx Cup, he's projected as 6th. He's going to make it. Kevin Kisner is shot 2 over yesterday, 64th. He starts out 39th. He's projected for 49th right now, so he's got to pick it up just a little bit there. So that's a little bit of the big golf scene or the PGA Tour golf scene. I wanted to tell you that we have the Clemson Tigers. I told you yesterday they're taking off. They're playing down in the state of Georgia today. They're over the Dalton Classic. Go to golfstat.com and follow Larry Penley's group over at Dalton today. Zach, do I have time to tell you about their lineup today?
Oh, please do.
Okay. I'm going to find it on here now. But Clemson's golf team, looking forward to a really good year. Got a lot of really good young players there. But they opened their season over at the Farm. And he is going to bring – it is a really good field, by the way. But his players, he's going to start Bryson Nimmer, the senior from Bluffton, Kyle Cottom, the sophomore from Knoxville, William Nottingham, the junior from Kingsport. And he's got 2 freshmen, both of them from South Carolina, Jacob Bridgman from Inman and Zach Gordon from Gaffney. Also, Coleman Self will play as an individual. This is a really good field. This is Georgia Tech, Virginia, Auburn, LSU, Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, Tennessee. Some really good teams in this thing. Follow that today live on golfstat.com as Larry Penley's group opens up the season for, I should know this. This is Larry Penley's. I wonder what year this is for Coach Penley. Anyway, we'll figure that out at some point in time, too. Now, that is our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. And PalmettoDunes.com. All right, so we got everybody's head out of the sand, Zach. Are we clear on that? Everybody's fine now?
I think everybody has surfaced from the hole they had their head in. I'm glad that we could help them out this morning. It wasn't difficult because yesterday was just a lot of fun to watch and seeing the camera and the Scotty come back and seeing him dominate, essentially, dominate a golf course and probably should be dominating competition, but everybody else stepped up. It was just a lot of fun to watch yesterday.
Sounds good there. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back. Let's talk some Clemson football, obviously. Hey, we've got guests coming up, too, in the next hour. So or the next two segments, you can reach us if you have any thoughts about Clemson and Texas A&M, any thoughts about South Carolina and Georgia, any thoughts about Stanford and Southern Cal, anything else in the game from last night, in the NFL games. We can get into that when you come back for more. With Zach Orr, I'm Mickey Plyler. More in your turn after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Westside at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 o'clock, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends at Canty, want to come by and fix any crawl space issues you might have. I told you, you don't want mold. You don't want mildew in for your home. You want your family safe. You don't want to breathe bad air. You know, there's so many things that can happen when mold and mildew strike. That's why I want you to get in touch with my friends at Canty. It's C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. They got a big, huge staff, trained professionals, proven products, quality services. These people know exactly what they're doing. It's my great friends over at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, Zach, I got two questions for you for the NFL game last night.
All right, go ahead.
Actually, about three. Number one, you being a Giants fan, you were pulling against the Eagles last night, correct?
Yes.
There was no NFC East pride in you last night, correct?
No, that is not a thing.
Okay, all right, making sure of that. Number two, because I had it on as we got in, and man, we're late and we're unpacking everything, the game's ending and all, and every time I looked up, the Falcons will have it deep in the Eagles' territory, mm-hmm. and then every time I look up, they find a way to turn it over or miss and whatever. And the other thing I'm listening to, or saw Todd McShay tweet this morning that said, man, football's a lot better without flags every play. Was it sloppy play last night? Was it turnover filled last night?
Well, of course, there was the weather delay, and it poured, and the field was a little slick when they came out. It wasn't necessarily turnover filled. It felt like the beginning of the season. It felt like these guys had not played enough in the preseason. There was the first play of the game. The first play of the game was a false start in Atlanta, and that just kind of set the tone for the entire night. It was the most flags Atlanta's had thrown on them since it was like 1980 something against Carolina. It was really tough to watch from a flow standpoint. The game picked up towards the end of it, and the last couple of minutes there, it got interesting and it got competitive and it got fun to watch. But the middle part of that game and even the beginning of it was almost dreadful. It was just not good. The product was bad. There was no passing game outside of Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. Nick Foles didn't look like he remembered how to throw a football to people for a while.
Yeah, what happened there? He looked so good in the last couple of playoff games, and then this preseason, the first game, he looks terrible.
I don't know. But the long story short, the Eagles got the win last night on the back of two touchdowns from Jay Ajayi, and they move on after unveiling their Super Bowl banner last night.
Well, let me say this. You know this from growing up where you did and being a worldly man that you are. You know, when I watched when I go to like airports, you know, we're in Atlanta Airport and we're in Houston Airport, those are NFL towns. The guy, I sat beside a very nice man yesterday on the flight out, and he's a Houston Texans fan. And he's talking all about their roster and keeping up with, you know, bigger cities, obviously, it's an NFL deal in there. And nothing's going to hurt the NFL. Obviously, the Kaepernick stuff and all that, some of the ratings have been down and all. But it's not like the product, again, last night, I don't want to bash them too much, but the product last night wasn't great again, was it?
No, the product was bad last night. And it's unfortunate that it had to be that way in the season opener on NBC, of course. You know, there's the people flying around on Twitter and social media, whatever it may be, saying, you know, we need to shorten the preseason so these guys can actually play two preseason games and then be in shape and be ready to go for it. And there might be something to that because the starters look sluggish. They look like they needed time to get into the game. And it wasn't a great first game of the season.
All right. But I'm hard on the NFL, right? I'm being too hard on it that the game sometimes just appears to be a check down league, a field goal league, a turnover league. And I mean, the tackling is so good that sometimes, I mean, 18-12,
yeah.
You know, I told the guy last night, and he knew about Clemson, and he's a big Deshaun Watson fan, and he knew about all the Clemson NFL guys and knew about some of our big games, didn't watch them every single week. I talked him into being a Tiger fan, though. You know, I did my civic duty there yesterday among all Tiger fans. He does a lot of business in Atlanta. He goes, yeah, I might. Yeah, when y'all play Georgia Tech, I went too. He said, yeah, I might do some business on Friday and stay and watch you guys on Saturday. Anyway.
There you go.
So,
Tech ticket office.
Oh, yeah. Hey, one other quick thing. This guy's in telecommunications.
Mm-hmm.
5G's coming next year.
Mm.
He said it'd be faster than the fiber optics in your home right now.
Whoa.
Your cell phone would be the fastest thing you have. Anyway, but the point there is, like, I told him I'm not the NFL guy, and the reason I just don't think the product's good, and he looked at me like I had five ears or something, you know. People that are loyal to it are loyal to it, and I don't think anything can stop it. But, man, just if you just put it this way, Zach. When I watch Major League Baseball now, let me back all the way up on Major League Baseball, because the shift has really affected Major League Baseball, and nothing but walks, strikeouts, and homers now. That the athletes are unbelievable. I'm not sure the game is great as it was maybe 5 years ago. In the NBA, you know, we have some problems, but the athletes are so much better all over the place. I'm just not sure the product's as good. I think we have to adjust to all the new things that are coming out. And these defenses are so – they tackle so well.
Mm-hmm.
They pressure these quarterbacks. And the quarterbacks, there's just not a lot of great quarterbacks that can make these throws downfield against these very, very talented defensive backs with a very talented pass rush in their face. And as a result, you can't run the ball in the NFL. Let's be clear about that. Nobody truly lines up and runs the ball. You run it off your passing game, right?
RPOs.
So, with that said, man, it's just a – I don't know. We don't see it in the music industry. We don't see it in the movie industry, where you just go backwards kind of, and it's not as exciting to watch as it was maybe 5 years ago. I know it sounds like an old man get off my lawn stuff, but I don't know, man. I think the NFL quality of play, or at least excitement level of play, a little bit different deal there.
I don't know if I completely agree with all that. There's definitely – last night was a bad game. I'm not willing to say the last 5 years has been bad, because it hasn't. It's been fantastic for me. It's been fantastic for a lot of people. The NFL has the most exciting and meaningful regular season in sports, really. I mean, people tune in every single week because every single game matters so much in that league. Even week one last night, it was a big deal that Philly got out of there with the win, that Philly was able to open up the season at home.
I'm not doubting either of those things.
It was a big deal last night.
I'm down. What I'm saying is it's not as fun to watch. It's important. Don't get me wrong. But it's not as quality of play. And I'll put it like this. I mean, aren't the Falcons expected to contend in their division, expected to, or before last night, when you thought the Falcons have a decent?
It's a better quality than college football. The reason that it's not as enjoyable, I guess, for some people, or to the eye, I guess, is because of the quality of player there that you just mentioned. They're so good at tackling, so good at coverage and blocking and all these things. It's just a different level of football. It's a different game than what college is, where it's spread about and let's throw it around the yard and have a good old time. And both games are super enjoyable to watch, and there's a world where you can enjoy both. I promise you.
No. I'm not doubting that. I'm not saying it's either or. Even though one of the things I told the gentleman I was on the plane with last night is that, man, I'll be honest with you. I watched Thursday night football. I watched the college game. Now, this is when we used to have great college games. I've backed off a little bit. I watched the Friday night games, and then on Saturday, brother, I camp out, man. I start watching game day at 9 in the morning. I start listening to Scott Reimer at 6 in the morning. I go to Clemson to tailgate all day. I come home, man. I watch all the games all day. I watch all the wrap up shows. I get up Sunday morning before church, and we watch the college football weekend wrap up shows and all. By Sunday, man, I'm a little bit burned out, especially by Sunday night and Monday night. I'm a little bit burned out by it all. My point is that, yeah, it's important. It is a great quality of play. These defensive backs are so good. The defensive pass rush is so good. The tackling is so good that the mistakes you see at the college game make it more exciting, because there's a chance you're going to see a broken tackle and an 80-yard touchdown. And you get to see bigger plays because they're not as good, if that makes sense. You think, boy, you see bigger plays because they're better. No, you see bigger plays because the defense is not so stinking good and the tackling is not good that a mistake leads to some huge field-flipping plays.
Sure.
And outside of a turnover, it's hard to flip the field in the NFL. It's hard to get that in the NFL. Anyway.
You want to speak of missed tackles last night, though? Vic Beasley did not have himself a good night last night.
Oh, no.
Didn't look good. Grady Jarrett looked fantastic. Unbelievable last night. But Vic Beasley left a little bit to be desired. He even got hurt at one point last night. It wasn't great.
I told you the late Mike Brown, Dabo's agent, told me when Grady Jarrett was a senior in high school, And coming out of by that same Condici time, he goes, I'm telling you right now, this guy will make you forget about Robert Condici. And boy, he was 100% right. Grady Jarrett, and you can see it from Jesse Tuggle and the bloodlines, but also the wrestling background. But then just the character and how the guy, boy, what a sideline to sideline player. And he's strong enough to plug it and to be the gap control guy. But boy, he can get upfield and rush the passer, make some plays, and his motor goes like crazy. What a great player Grady Jarrett is, no doubt about that. You want to get Delvin in?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, let's go to our Northland Communication phone lines where Delvin checks in early this morning. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? First of all, with Tiger, the most famous words everybody's talking about now is Scotty Cameron now. That's the word going around on Twitter and everything, Scotty Cameron. Where has that been for Tiger Woods? That's the most favorite two names right now, Scotty and Cameron. But for football, Mika, I always come with you this every Friday. What's going to be the key for South Carolina and Clemson to pull off some big victories tomorrow? And I get your ass out there and say, enjoy your time in Texas, man. Howdy.
Thank you, Delvin. Howdy, Delvin. That's very good, man. Appreciate your phone call. Let's start with South Carolina first. For the Gamecocks to beat Georgia this weekend, first you have to stay close for a while. You can't let Georgia come in and impose their will early. So you got to find a way defensively to play off of the energy of the early crowd. And that means getting Georgia off the field on third downs. You know, I don't care where you're at, Zach, or Mr. 24. Crowds can be intimidating, and crowds can be a big part of it, but not when the other team continuously converts on third downs. You've been at games before, right, where all right, the opponent, they got the ball. First and 10 at the 25-yard line. You kick through the end zone. So here we go. And the crowd's all into it. And first down, they get about 3 yards. And second down, they get about 3 yards. All right, a third and four. Here we go. Big down. The crowd's totally into it. And they drag the tight end across the middle for 5 yards. Oh, okay. First down, they get about 2 yards. Second down, incomplete. Third down and 8. Man, the crowd's getting all into it. Oh, they hit the wide receiver on a little curl route. 12 yards, first down. Oh, man. All right, now they got about the 43-yard line. All right, here we go. First and 10, they get 6 yards. Second and 10, a second 40, get through 3 yards. Is now third and one. Crowds all into it right at midfield. Here we go. Oh, Fulton tailback goes for 3 yards, first down. You can't have that. That takes away from the energy, man. You just get spin on it. You can't go. I mean, the crowd, you should be able to go every play, but that's just not how it happens. And so getting on field on third down, letting the defense play to the energy, not giving up the big plays and getting just pummeled there in the first quarter, sure, is one thing. The other thing is, I think they got to run the ball a little bit. The stat in the last couple of years is Georgia has pounded South Carolina in the running game, and the Gamecocks can't run the ball against Georgia. Now, Bentley's got to play great, and, you know, Debo Samuel's got to play great, and Brian Edwards, all those guys, they have to play great. But if the Gamecocks don't run the ball, they won't win tomorrow. Agree on either of those? Disagree on either of those?
If the Gamecocks don't run the ball, they don't win tomorrow?
Right.
Yes, I completely agree on that. I completely agree. They need the crowd to be behind them for most of, if not all, of that game. It's a stiff test tomorrow, and they need 99 things out of 100 to go right in order to possibly pull something off.
I mean, I think they can beat Georgia. I do, but they can't beat Georgia. They're going to have to outscore. Georgia's going to score some points, but they need to get off the field on third down. No doubt about that. For Clemson, let's start with Clemson's defense. I think there's a big key here is don't give up the huge momentum play. And it doesn't have to be – huge momentum doesn't mean 80 yards. Huge momentum. Let's go back to Clemson's losses in recent years. The Pittsburgh loss, the Alabama loss, not the second Alabama, but the first Alabama loss and the Syracuse loss. You know, a defensive penalty to extend drives, that's a huge momentum play. Third down, you get them third and 14 and they throw a little fade route and you run him out of bounds over there and there's a penalty. That's a big momentum play.
Sure.
You know, the idea of it being third and 8 and then Kellen Mond escapes the pocket and runs for 15. That's a big, huge momentum play. Don't give up any cheapies in there. You know, Travion Williams is a really, really talented back, but you can't give up those big, huge momentum swingers. That's that part of it. On offense, I think it's come out and play well early. The formula for Clemson's disasters in recent years is if you don't look good in the first quarter on the road and you give the crowd hope. You know, when Dabo, when they went and played so well at Louisville last year and they played so well at Virginia Tech, remember when Dabo says, man, take their will away. And so I think early, whether it be Kelly Bryant or whether it be Trevor Lawrence, to move the ball downfield. And think about this. Think about the last two games, those two drives, those opening drives in tough environments at Louisville, at Virginia Tech. Not necessarily at South Carolina, because it took them a while to get into that game a little bit. But in those big, huge momentum games, the Miami game in the neutral site last year, the opening couple of drives, the offense looked really, really good. So I'd say to go ahead and look, you know, get a good first quarter offense, and then those huge momentum plays on defense.
Momentum plays on defense.
Right.
Let me see some special teams action. Let me see some a punt return or two. Punt returns on the road are huge deals.
Yes.
That would be fun to see. That'd be fun to watch. I would love to see BT Potter continue to boom stuff out of the end zone. I don't want to see any kick returns from A&M. What else? And then we'll stick with special teams. I need to see more from the punting unit. If they punt at all, which I hope they don't, because I hope they're scoring every single drive. But if they do, and they probably will, I need some more consistency out of the punt team.
I'll tell you this. You're exactly right about that punt momentum. Ask NC State. Ask Ray McLeod and NC State from last year. Yep. Hey, one other quick note. We got a couple seconds here in the segment. Michigan State goes to Arizona State this weekend. 107 degrees in Tempe, Arizona. We'll come back hour two after this.
Another hour of great